What's in the news? Going rogue?
I'm a party guy.
I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News, and by that, Alex Tarantafilo means he's a solid Republican. He's an elector from Ohio, and on December 19th, he'll meet with others to cast their official electoral votes to make Donald Trump the 45th president. He admits hundreds have begged him to reconsider.
They're wasting their time, and they're only making me stronger in my resolve to go and cast my electoral vote with the voters of Ohio.
Since the election, anti-Trump protesters have been in the streets of some big cities, and with Hillary Clinton's popular vote edge, some say it's time for the Electoral College to go away.
The fact is that the Electoral College is an institution that Americans have been debating off and on since at least the 1810s.
Stanford University historian John Rakove says the Founding Fathers had their reasons for doing this.
They were doubtful about the idea of popular election. They were doubtful about the idea of having an election by Congress. The Electoral College emerged as the best alternative.
4 years ago, Donald Trump called the Electoral College a disaster. Now, on 60 Minutes...
I would rather see it where you went with simple votes. You know, you get 100 million votes and somebody else gets 90 million votes and you win. There's a reason for doing this because it brings all the states into play.
And he later tweeted the Electoral College is genius. And if it was up to the popular vote, he would have found a way to win anyway. Now this, what's in the news? I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.